This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
4 o'clock hour, holiday week. Everybody's always in a good mood this week. And then you put on top of it a Dolphins win and a Canes win. I mean, it's a fun week. Normally in the past, we would play some of our best of stuff this week just to have fun. I just don't know if we're going to have time. Let's see if we can squeeze something in at some point. By the way, football season, it's holiday season. It's the perfect time of year for a visit to Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood is open starting at 4 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. So that means you can watch the Miami-Green Bay game Thursday night at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. The perfect spot. D&B Hollywood. I mean, that's your number one sports bar. Watch all the football games all season long. They do watch parties for Miami fans all season long. This Thursday, Thanksgiving, will be no different because they open at 4. So if you're a super fan, join in on the fun at D&B in Hollywood. They do food and drink specials, discounted power cards with unlimited video game play. If you buy online, free raffles. You can reserve a table for Thursday night online at DaveAndBusters.com. Just select the Hollywood, Florida location, and you get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win great prizes each week. Jalen Waddle autographed helmet, Tyreek Hill autographed photo, Devon Achane, Jason Taylor autographed jerseys. The atmosphere is incredible. You're watching the game with hundreds of other Finns fans on a 42-foot TV. And, of course, not just football, D&B Hollywood. You can watch basketball, hockey, really just about anything you want to watch. The 42-foot TV, though, with dozens more TVs throughout the entire place. There is no bad view. Don't forget, half-price happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 p.m. And again, Sunday through Thursday, 10 p.m. till close. And you can reserve your spot for the Finns game this Thursday. Again, Dave & Buster's in Hollywood is open starting at 4 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day this year. So you can watch Miami-Green Bay there. You can reserve your spot at DaveAndBusters.com. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, just off I-95 between Sterling and Sheridan. I didn't even mention, did you see Crowder, Jalen Waddle, post-game? Again, game of his season for sure. He did not do the Waddle dance. He says he's put it on ice for a little while. He's putting that celebratory dance on hiatus.
He did it his first touchdown this year. I think Jonnu ran up on him and a lineman did it, and he just stared at him. He was like, no. I like it. I like angry players.
So it's like, hey, I'm not getting the ball enough. I'm not a big enough part of the offense. I'm not doing my dance. I'm not dancing like a penguin for you people until you start appreciating me.
I don't know if it's that far. As usual, you go a little too far with everything. I think he's saying I'm not having the season I want, so I'm not going to celebrate every – what does he have, 3 this year, 2? Like, he's not having a great season. So why, you know, why have the antics? Let's go to work. Put the hard hat on. I like old school. I like it, Hawk.
What do you think, Solana? Want to break out the waddle?
I mean, it's weird because it's kind of evolved into, I don't really care about seeing him waddle. I've seen it a million times. I'm more interested in watching Stephen Ross attempt to do the waddle. So whether or not he does it, as long as they give me nice camera angle right into the Dolphins owner's
suite. You got it yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a waddle. It's whatever the hell Stephen Ross is doing with his hands. Like, yeah.
There's some sort of waddle thing working there.
Huh. Kind of like the future president dance.
Yeah. Very awkward. The NFL.
Yeah. Very awkward.
It looks like, you know, like sometimes you're standing outside a bathroom and you really need a pee, but now you're just kind of jumping up and down. That's what it looks like he's doing. Like, he's just waiting. He's holding it in. He's holding something in.
You do that at 30 years old? You're waiting in line for a bathroom and jumping up and down?
Yeah.
You do the pee dance?
I do the pee dance. I do.
I mean, isn't that for like six-year-olds?
Well, I mean, what works, works, right? If it helps me just kind of keep it in, then I'm doing the pee dance. Yeah.
This made me think of an awkward moment at the Canes game Saturday. Because I got IBS.
Right. Mm.
So I'm at the game, you know, drinking some Chardonnay. I'm eating, you know, food at Cracked. I had some truffle
drinking
fries.
Chardonnay at a college Chardonnay. Football game? What? I mean, what is that?
I stopped with the hard liquor, man. All I do is drink beer and wine now.
Well, so you're at a football game, so stick with the beer. I mean, what are we doing? Chardonnay.
Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay. You know, I'm just, you know, it's just a little. Yeah, so you know, around the third quarter, you know, my stomach gets to bubbling. But as you walk around Dolphin, you know, Hard Rock, everybody knows me, and I'm waiting in line, and everybody in the bathroom is talking to me. Then they see me going to the stall.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
And then now I'm trying not to be loud. I don't want to make any noise.
You can't even go into a stall, period. When you're recognizable, you can't go into. You got to go use a suite. Like you have to use the suite. You can't. You just got to knock on the door of someone's suite. Say, you know, listen, I used to play for the Dolphins, and I'm gonna have to use your bathroom.
Hey, how you doing, Channing Crowder? I'm about to blow up your bathroom and ruin it for everybody for the rest of the game. That would be the back.
I mean, better than you doing it in a public restroom where everybody's saying hello to you, giving you dap, and then all of a sudden you're dropping bombs.
And so I go in the stall, handle my business. When I walk out, now everybody turns and looks at me, and they're like, hey, Crowder. But everybody knows what just happened, and I feel uncomfortable. I don't like it.
Hmm. Well, stop with the Chardonnay. Yeah, I mean, this show's a meat and potatoes kind of show. You know, you're drinking Chardonnay.
I know. And if it's a steak, I'll drink probably a nice cab or maybe a Pinot Noir. Because red meat and red wine.
You're at a football game is my point. Like, just drink a beer. You don't have to have a glass of Chardonnay at a football game.
Well, it tastes better. And beer, be honest, beer puts more weight on you. It bloats you.
I have a water.
I'm keeping my calories down, but I still want to buzz.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
If you thought long snapping news was over for the Miami Dolphins, guess again, because here we are. The Miami Dolphins have released long snapper Tucker Addington from their practice squad.
What?
But they have now signed long snapper Zach Treiner to their practice squad.
Hmm. Who was doing the long snapping yesterday? Addington?
Yeah, Tucker Addington.
All right.
What was the pretty big jaw white boy that used to be the long snapper? They got rid of him?
Blake Ferguson, no. So
Ferguson.
Blake Ferguson.
He's on IR or something.
He's still on the roster. He's no longer on IR.
Yeah, or RI.
On a rah-rah. What list is that? The rah-rah.
But apparently there's some off-the-field issues, personal off-the-field
like
issues.
Astro from the Jetsons. All right. That's Scooby. You're all right. Rawr.
Rawr. Rawr. Rawr.
The Dolphins.
Blake can go. Him and his brother.
His brother?
He's been hurt.
No, Blake, his brother's a long snapper too for somebody. Like their family pushed him to long snapping. I know Blake. Blake's a friend of mine.
He's the biggest grifters in the world then, because it's the phoniest position in the NFL, long snapping. Anybody could do it. Ridiculous.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, you're so silly.
The Dolphins have also activated Isaiah Wynn off the PUP list. That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
And they have waived Lester Cotton, offensive lineman. He's gone.
Interesting.
All right, those are your Dolphins news. The Dolphins did win, obviously, yesterday.
No words.
Those are your Dolphins news.
You know, no sentence structure.
That could be those Pause are your up, Dolphins Papa. News bits, or those are your Dolphins news headlines, or that was your Dolphins news. But I can't imagine a scenario where those are your Dolphins news.
Chew.
You guys done?
You have a degree.
I do. And a minor.
What Josh Giddey said. Odd joke. Apropos of nothing. And there's no store. Like, easy joke. Sometimes you go for the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. Should have been the Drake Kendrick thing, because that's that kick back up now. Yeah.
That's back?
Huh? What was that?
Yep.
That kicked that back out. What? That kicked that back.
Taki-taki Roomba. Kendrick released a new album. So the whole Drake, him and Drake, he talked about Lil Wayne in the album. So it's kind of getting some steam.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I have the Taki Taki song. Should we listen to it?
Only if you want to listen to Noche de Six, though.
All right. The Panthers, they have lost three straight.
No, go ahead, play that Taki Taki.
Hey, yo, easy. No, I don't want you to fail. I am on your team. Yeah.
Somebody says the Taki.
Oh, yes.
What is going on, bro? Bird.
Look at Claro, so excited. He yelled out, "Yes!" Taki 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 taki
rumba.
Taki taki rumba.
How did they say rumba?
Rumba.
But they said blum blum.
Taki 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 taki
blum blum.
It's like a time capsule.
Damn, Falero.
That's funny, man. I haven't heard that in a while.
There's so many great parts in that. First of all, out of nowhere, you mess up a word, and Crowder goes, "What's wrong with you, Broberg?"
Which is a great. That's what I'm saying. It's like a time capsule because we were all watching that ridiculous documentary at that time. What was it? Abducted next door or something?
In plain sight. Abducted in plain sight.
When that man had sex with the whole family. That
Josh
was Giddey crazy.
Said. I don't know.
Bring it back. That man knocked down the mama and the daddy. I said, what?
That was the craziest twist. If someone had written that, and you were reading the script, you go, well, this is a little outlandish now. This is getting a little nutty. I couldn't believe what I'm watching.
Knocked them both down. Goodness gracious.
Anyways, the Dolphins, they're going to play on Thursday. They're 3.5-point dogs in Green Bay, where it is supposed to be very cold. Very, very,
buying
very
it?
Cold.
Buying it that they can win this game?
Man, I don't know. It can't be recency bias because this was last year, but just the cold weather Kansas City game, Like, that's, I'm still thinking about that with this cold weather stuff. Are they ready to play? They haven't played in any damn cold games yet this year. Can they bring around a 30-point offense in, what'd you say, it was 13 degrees or whatever with the wind chill, maybe snow? The weather does scare me.
Jordan Love passing over under, same as Tua. Both are at 240.5.
If you think they're going to win, Tua got to go over.
Yeah. In a dome,
I would be very confident the Dolphins can win. The weather is what scares me.
But what if they just run the football? I mean, the offensive line has been playing very well. I'm not saying Tua doesn't have to make plays. He's going to have to make plays. But aren't we high right now on Devon Achane? Maybe this is the game where Raheem Mostert comes back and shows you a little bit of life. I mean, if the Dolphins can move the ball effectively on the ground, as they've done, I've seen them in cold weather games in Buffalo 2 years ago. They didn't win, but they ran the hell out of the ball. Jeff Wilson and Raheem Mostert. Tua played very well in that game also.
I mean, but aren't you, if you're the defensive coordinator, the head coach, aren't you preparing for that? Aren't you saying, you know what, Tua's not a great outdoor, cold weather player, and so let's focus on the run game, and if they can somehow get it together and beat us in the passing game, like, I don't know. I don't know.
Fight the battle in front of you. Make it kind of look like the Browns-Steelers game from the other day when it was snowing, where run, only throw on third down. It'd make me take the unders in passing yards, though, if that's the approach to the game.
What's the total on the game, do you know?
47 if I say it, it's going to be
47.
I was going to say mid-40s. Yeah. Under.
Just looking at the weather one more time, because I know Andy Slater had tweeted it, but Thursday, high of 32, low of 23. And it's going to feel like 10 degrees, between 10 and 20 degrees.
That's cold.
That is chilly, and that scares me.
Isn't that what y'all you want, though?
Remember the game that y'all looked? No.
Thanksgiving
remember
Day?
The game you looked up that I played in?
Yeah.
In Kansas City. Yeah.
Nobody wants to play in 10 damn degrees.
Who wants to break the narrative, though?
You don't want to get out. You don't want to go get the mail in 10 degrees. Now I'm going to sit out there for 5 hours. Nobody wants to play in 10 degrees. Football weather. Football weather, my butt. Football weather is 58 and beautiful.
Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving night. Prime time. Season on the line. Lambeau Field.
Yeah, Lambeau.
Snow.
The frozen tundra.
Y'all can yell all the fragment sentences y'all want. Nobody wants to play in 10 degrees weather.
No, it doesn't matter what you want, what you get.
The weather scares me.
Will Mike McDaniel wear capris in that weather? I'm very, very interested.
My ankle's going to be cold.
Yeah.
The Miami Heat won yesterday. So they're down two. Kyrie misses a free throw. They're down two.
I'm watching the game right now.
Around what time is it at? Let's see how close
it's
you
56, are. It's 56-51 at half.
All right, Noel. Then you're still ways away from the play I'm about to describe. But here's what happened. Out of bounds play. Jimmy Butler wide open underneath the rim. Ties it. But he's fouled. But the officials don't call the foul. And the entire sideline explodes. Jimmy ties the game, whatever. They end up going into overtime, and they win the game. But insane sequence at the Kaseya Center last night with Jimmy Butler. He's playing good. That's two straight games now. He had a 30-burger yesterday again. I mean, he's playing really, really good over his last two games.
All right.
Well rested.
It's true. He play the Bucks tomorrow.
I saw Kawhi already is ineligible for postseason awards because he's already missed so many games that he won't hit the 65-game threshold.
Kawhi said, my knee hurt. How you feel, Kawhi? My knee hurt. You good, Kawhi? My knee hurt.
I feel like he hasn't played basketball in 4 years, right?
Has he played this season? I honestly don't know.
I don't think he's played this year.
I don't think he's played this year. I know last year he wasn't eligible either. Last year, yeah, he's not playing a lot. He really, his knees are shot, but he just was so good that people are letting him sit on the roster.
He played in 68 games last year. That's crazy.
He did?
68 games.
I guarantee his numbers are under on that. Yeah.
But the year he won the title with the Raptors, only played in 60 games.
Mm. Ooh.
Heat are 2-point favorites over the Bucks tomorrow.
What is that?
That's at the hunting club I'm going to tonight with the family. We're going deer hunting, and look at all those deer that are on the land.
What an awful night you have planned.
If it's brown, it's down.
Can you imagine getting the family together for the hunting club? I mean, what? I mean, and you're drinking a shard a day during a football game. I mean, like, none of it makes any sense. Pick a lane, man.
Man, we're going to bust these deer shoulders out and have a Chardonnay after. What's wrong with that?
The best part, he's drinking Chardonnay at a football game. And then 24 hours later, he's getting the family together for a hunting trip.
Yeah. Because Chan and Ava have shot raccoons. Now it's deer time. They're old enough.
And Asia's doing this, too?
Want to go hard? Asia comes along. I don't think Asia wants to kill anything.
No, but I mean, even to go.
It's pretty cool. Like, go out in the middle of nowhere where, like, there's no McDonald's.
Already you lost me. The first selling point, go out in the middle of nowhere. You already lost me.
At our hunting club, Brian Crum, he's my buddy I play with at UF, so we have the land together. The closest gas station is like 26 miles away. It is in the woods of Georgia. Nothing, no lights, like septic tanks. It's amazing.
You're going up there tonight?
Yeah.
It's going to be cold up there, I bet.
He said it's like 40, 45.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be out there all night?
No, we're not hunting tonight. Tonight we're going to the hotel. We're staying at a hotel with a heated pool. That's one thing. AJ ain't staying in the rough.
Gotcha.
We're going to stay at a nice hotel, but then we drive back into the hunting club in the day and shoot cans off of a plank.
Oh.
Run around. Yeah. I let the kid I see what kid can catch a goat first.
I mean, this really sounds great. Reminds me of my spring break in Kabul.
You cut them loose in the goat pen and see who can grab the goat horns first.
Man, yeah.
It's life. Oh, it's life.
We all have those memories. Yep. Yep. I mean, there was a time, no joke, before we had kids, the ticket wizard and I and our two wives, we went to Alaska. And we, you know, there was like no internet. So you're like booking trips based on, you know, whatever. So we did this thing in Alaska. The heck is the name? It's like a national park, maybe Denali. But to get there, you had to ride this school bus up a windy thing or whatever. It was like 6 hours on a school bus. Wasn't a luxury coach. And then you get there. And it's these cabins, and there's no, you know, I like every accoutrement that you can think of. You know what I mean? I want slippers. I want robes. We get there. We realize this is not for us. Like, this is just not for us. And we hired a pilot, a local pilot there, to fly into Denali. Because there's no way down until the bus goes down, which is 3 days later. There's literally no way down. They said you can, and we went to the front desk, and the guy's like, I can try to contact a local pilot and see if he'll come and get you guys. I'm like, yeah, get this guy in here. I mean, it was the greatest sight when I saw that plane flying in to evacuate us from this hellhole. And people pay like $3,000 a night to stay here because, you know, it's federal grounds. It's Denali National Park. Not many people can stay there. Oh, I was there for 3 hours before I hired a plane to help us facilitate an escape.
But the trout and the reds are running in the Santilla River.
No one knows what that means.
The redfish and the trout are running right now with the cold weather. They're coming up into the shallow water to get to the
going to Universal Studios. Redfish, bluefish.
You couldn't knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
You couldn't last 24 hours in the wilderness, nope. Hawk. Come on, man. No.
Nope.
Come on.
They had there were mosquitoes there the size of birds.
You never been on a safari?
I would do a luxury safari.
But there's no, like, there's nice cabins, but it's not a Four Seasons in the middle of the Sahara Desert.
I'm not
wherever
interested.
Wherever the hell it is, the Masamar Desert.
Not interested. I like luxury.
Yeah, I've done a safari before, Crowder. Animal Kingdom. Man, that thing is awesome.
Man, listen. You think them animals you see at those little zoos are animals? Go to a safari and see a real wild animal. They look so different. They're all beat up and scarred up because all they do is fight all damn day. I stopped my foot at a baboon. There was a baboon in the middle of the sidewalk, and I walked up to him, and I said, hey. And I stopped my foot a couple times, and he turned around and stood up and looked at me with his chest out. Like we were going to fight. And I said, you got it, bro. I turned around and left. You got it, bro, Bird. I was out of there.
Man, I love that. All right, guys. Finally, this is huge. I don't know if you saw this. Big time news. McDonald's has announced, other than, of course, the McRib returning and the McRib sauce being widely available, they're launching a new McValue menu next year.
Mm.
So the McValue menu, or a value menu, is returning to McDonald's. Now, I don't know if this means we'll be able to get 99-cent cheeseburgers anymore, 99-cent small fries, how we used to back in the good old days. But a McValue menu certainly sounds very, very attractive to me.
But you don't know what's on it?
Not really. They're doing like a buy one and then add one for $1 deal on the McValue menu. So it's going to be breakfast menu items, the sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns, and then regular menu items. So 6-piece chicken McNuggets, double cheeseburger, and the McChicken. So you choose one, you buy it, and the McValue is that you get the next one for $1. It's not bad.
I would do the McRibs for Thanksgiving meal on Thursday if they were out already, but they don't come out till December 3rd. That would be Thanksgiving. That would be my ideal Thanksgiving. McRibs.
Terrible.
How about my fiance's dad? I think I texted you guys this.
Yeah.
We had my fiance's family's Thanksgiving dinner on Saturday because they're traveling and whatever. So it's like 12 of us. And out of nowhere, before we even sit down to eat, because they do the whole, I told you guys this before, they do the whole, everybody go around the room and say what you're thankful for. And it's just like, oh, all right, we're doing
great
this
time to do a bit, though. It's a great time to do a bit.
The problem is they only speak Spanish. They don't understand my bits. I brought up the Rizzler and the Costco guys, and everybody looked at me like I was insane.
Appel tried to explain to his broadcast partners up in Seattle all about the Rizzler and the Costco guys. He goes, it literally was like I was speaking a foreign language. And you can't explain those guys to people who haven't seen them. I've tried it before. You cannot explain it. You have to get the person's word that they will go down a 1 hour minimum wormhole of Rizzler and Costco guys videos to fully comprehend just how insane it is.
Because I dropped a boom expecting, you know, some sort of chuckle right, from
give
somebody.
Me something. Give somebody. Me, yeah, somebody acknowledge.
It's me and 11 Colombian and Venezuelans, and they all looked at me like I was on drugs. Literally. Not one person had heard of them. But anyways, my fiance's father ordered a mariachi band.
Love that.
For Thanksgiving.
I love it.
Pretty cool.
Stop. Come on.
What did you say you were thankful for?
Me?
You said something about I'm so thankful for my fiance. No. Da, 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 da. No. I know what you did. Yeah,
I
you
said,
didn't say
I'm,
lie.
I'm thankful for Pelle Larson.
I told you to have the mariachi band play Peppas.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. You do a great trumpet.
Not a bad not a bad fake trumpet guy.
Yeah. Is boom in Spanish?
Boom.
Jimmy?
I don't know.
How does boom translate to Spanish?
I'm guessing boom.
All right.
You're guessing? I'm from Atlanta. Don't you speak Spanish?
Have you heard me speak Spanish?
You're right. Yeah, you don't speak no Spanish.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is like 80 degrees right now.
Just winging it?
Yeah. Tonight, the low is
no
like...
No way it's 80 degrees. There's no way in the hell it's 80 degrees.
Bro.
I think it's like close, 78. Though. I think it's like 78 or 79.
Yeah, 78 degrees right now. Feels like... I'll tell you right now. Feels like 77.
He goes, I'll tell you right now, like it's something special. He's doing the weather report. Like you're supposed to be telling us right now.
What's the difference between 80 and 77? Truthfully, there is no way anybody can feel the difference.
3 degrees.
Three. Easiest answer ever. Ochakosa.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
That's your weather.
All right. Let's take a quick break. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder on this Victory Monday holiday week.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hock and Crowder.
I mean,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I mean, it's a Victory Monday. Why not a little Peppas? You know, I was thinking, Solana, have they ever played Peppas? Because sometimes you get a little nervous. They might be a little premature. Have they ever Peppas'd at Kaseya Center and the Heat have ended up blowing the game?
So this is a metric I'm tracking. I'm keeping track of a possible...
I know sometimes you tweet out, hey, little early on the Peppas, but has it ever bit them?
Possible premature Peppas alert. And so far, I can look up the actual numbers. Again, I'm tracking this metric. The stadium team is bad in 1,000, brother.
Wow.
Batting 1,000. But even yesterday, they're up 5. There's like 13 seconds to go, and they played it, and Amy Odebert was just like out of her mind. She's like, you can't play it against the Mavericks. 13 seconds left, 5-point lead. It's too early. But I was like, bro, play that bleep. Let's go. Let's celebrate. This game's donezo.
All right, let's give away. We're only on 3 days this week. Let's give away one of these $50 Twin Peaks gift cards. We've got $50 Twin Peaks gift cards every day this week. Thursday, I believe you'll hear football instead of us. And Friday, you will hear Panthers hockey. Panthers have an afternoon game on Friday, Black Friday. Josh Appel is going to fill in for us from 2 till 2:30 on Friday. And then Panthers pregame will take over at 2:30. But anyway, we have $50 gift cards for Twin Peaks, which is a perfect spot on Black Friday. You know, that Twin Peaks by you, Crowder, in Davie on Friday, because that whole plaza for shopping, I can't even imagine on Black Friday what it must be like to try to get a parking spot in that plaza. That's like the epicenter of commerce in South Florida.
Yeah, you park across the road, but you can get over there.
Yeah, across the road, like on the sawgrass. But anyway, we have $50 gift cards for Twin Peaks every day this week. What caller number do you want to take? You want to take caller number 9 for Pella Larson?
Let's go 9 for old Pella.
All right. He just happened to be on my TV screen there. I did not know he wore number 9. Solana, did I impress you?
I believe Jonnu Smith wears number 9 as well, right?
Great call. Right call. Yeah. All right, caller 9, 305-567-0560 gets a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Perfect spot to watch a little football action. $50, caller 9, 305-567-0560.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
So Lana came up with a good idea a few weeks ago, was that we should give away game balls after a Dolphins dub, because Mike McDaniel would always give them to the entire team. And by the way, the reason I'm a proponent of not giving the team a game ball unless under special circumstances is that if you gave the entire team a game ball, like after yesterday, Skylar Thompson got a game ball. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's so devaluing of the game ball if you just, because there are people who had a terrible game. They just don't deserve a game ball. So Solana was like, why don't we give out game balls? Now, I don't know if Mike McDaniel gives them to the entire team now after every win. Social media for the Dolphins, they don't show it anymore. So I don't know, but we're going to give out our game balls here. Fire off the big open for this, Solana.
This is a team moment, okay? That's a big, big win for this team.
This game ball is for the team, but I gotta say this.
Hell yeah.
Enjoy the victory, but we gotta come prepared next week, man.
Every team has to strap up against us, and that's all we wanted. There's something special about this unit, and today is a prime example. Tyreek Hill, game ball.
Hey, how about Tua? Tua, get in here and break us down, okay? Get in and break us down.
It's time for game balls.
Everybody's getting a game ball.
Not on this show. My game ball is going to Tua Tagovailoa. I know that is hackneyed, but you think that's hackneyed? I believe one day we will say that Tua's the best quarterback in Dolphins history.
My game ball. Disrespect Dan. I love Dan Marino. My game ball.
Disrespect to Dan. I mean, you can't be the best something in history. Time moves on. And Tua will one day be the best Dolphins quarterback in history.
Time better move on in a very positive way for Tua, because Dan is the man. My game ball, you know what? I have to go. I don't know if I'm doing a season game ball or whatever, because I thought about Waddle, 144, balled out. I thought about Achan, who is by far our most productive offensive player. I am giving it to the OG. That damn Calais Campbell at 38 years old, 17 years in the league, I would give him, you know what I'm saying? You say you want to give everybody a game ball every game? I would give Calais Campbell a game ball every every damn game for what he did up front. We got rid of our number one draft pick. He went to the Raiders. Sealer came in, but Calais Campbell is the heart and soul and the center of the defense. Calais Campbell can get a game ball every damn time, and I'm going to give an OG some love. He got the game ball. And you throwing up to you, he is a cane. Calais Campbell gets my game ball.
Yes, sir. No arguments here. Jimmy, who's getting the game ball?
I'm going to give it to the rookie, Chop Robinson.
No?
Thanks for taking my guy, Jimmy. Probably should have discussed
that. Is that it? There was no more to it? You were just awarding it? I thought Jimmy might have an explanation.
No, he had two tackles, one and a half sacks, two PDs, and three quarterback hits.
Two what?
Two what?
Huh?
Two what?
Two PDs.
Two what?
I don't know what PD is.
Is it pass deflection? I don't know.
Yeah. It is pass deflection.
I saw him get there, and he's like, had two PDs, and
Jimmy Chop went off, man. Chop went off. Just, yeah.
Solana, who gets the game ball?
All right, well, then I'm going to go with my guy, Paul's all the way up. Jonnu Smith, the Dolphins' best target for the second straight week. And I would argue, maybe, Tua's most reliable target since he's returned from injury. It hasn't been the Cheetah. It hasn't been the Waddle. It's been the Panther, Jonnu Mother Bleepin' Smith.
I'm with that. All right, there you go. Game balls. Speaking of balls, let me talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic.
I'm done with you.
The first thing you learn in Radio 101, transitions.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.